This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. It is our weekly look at the local creative sector. I'm David Fair, and I am with my content partner and co-host Deb Pollock. And Deb, of course, is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw. And welcome back, Deb.
Well, David, it's always good to be with you. You know, I know you, the hours you work probably make it pretty difficult to attend many of the wonderful festivals and events that we have around town. Have you had a chance at all to enjoy any this summer?
I've made numerous round trips between my bedroom and the living room, and from the living room to the kitchen, and an occasional long-distance journey into the basement. I live large.
Oh, I wish I'm glad I don't have your life.
Well, I bet our guest, Gary Muntz, has been out and soaking up all the sights and sounds, particularly in Chelsea. And Gary, welcome to Creative Impact.
Well, good morning, and thank you both for having me on your show this morning.
For certain. So, Gary, you know, Benjamin Franklin is credited with saying, if you want something done, ask a busy person. I think he was speaking specifically about you. In addition to your career and being a musician, you've held a variety of volunteer leadership gigs in your community. And a short list includes the Chelsea Senior Center, the Chelsea District Library, the Linden Township Broadband Project, and the role we are going to dig into a little bit deeper here in a minute, Chelsea Area Festival and Events. Besides all the fame and glory that comes with volunteering, why do you volunteer?
Well, I think that, you know, the thing for me is really, when it comes down to it, the most important thing in my life is my connection with my other community members, fellow human beings, and that really is what gives me purpose and meaning in my life. So I found ways to engage with them, as you mentioned, through it. There are various different sources in the community, and that's what I really love, is being attached to and working with other people.
And to follow a little further down that pathway, it's also been said it's better to give than receive, and while you are certainly generous with your time and talents, there is personal reward in offering service to something greater than yourself. So what specifically do you take away from contributing in all these endeavors?
Well, I really do think that none of us are really whole until we've had the opportunity to lend or give support to others. I really think that is a very special gift that we can get by giving to others, is the fact that it makes ourselves feel more fulfilled and have a purpose to our lives.
So let's move on to the Chelsea Area Festival of Events, which we want to talk about, and it's known by insiders as CAFE. Give us a 60-second intro to it.
A 60-second intro to CAFE. Well, CAFE has been around in one form or another for almost 20 years. We have been promoting the performance and the presentation of both visual and performing arts here in Chelsea. Our mainstays are our Thursday night concerts, which run throughout the summer. On a normal summer, we would have 11. We had about we have 7 weeks this year. But we have over 40 different musical artists performing in the streets of Chelsea on Thursday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. Another key component of what we do here in Chelsea is called the Sculpture Walk. Sculpture Walk is in its 12th year, and it has 16 different stages or locations across the town where we display large sculptures that are made by people from Michigan and the surrounding areas for the public to enjoy. So I think those two are the big keys just to what CAFE is all about.
Well, in addition, Gary, to being on the board, you hold the title of CAFE's Entertainment Advisor, and you just mentioned there are a whole lot of bands that need to be organized, a whole walk that needs to be organized. What exactly are you charged with getting done?
Well, as you all know, when you're involved with some sort of organization as a volunteer, that you wear many hats. But my primary hat has been one that I've always been focused on, and that is music and entertainment. As you know, I've been a musician around the Ann Arbor area for a long time, and now it's my opportunity to sort of be on the other side and to help musicians become engaged here with our festival. So we have, just in this shortened season that we have here in Chelsea over 7 weeks, we have about 42 different musical acts that we're booking. And needless to say, we had numerous applications, probably over 200 applied for spots form here. So reviewing those applications, finding the right kinds of music, finding a diverse selection of music is what I've been involved with not only this season but all throughout my association with the festival, is to try to bring a wide range of music to Chelsea and to make it available for people to hear.
And there is a method to the madness in putting together a cohesive program, isn't there?
There is some method to the madness. You have to imagine that your audience is all ages, all different sectors of our community. They all have different musical tastes, and We try to make sure there's something there for everyone.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Gary Munns. He is a Chelsea resident, musician, community volunteer, and entertainment advisor for the Chelsea area festivals and events.
So that famous Porter song, Summertime and the Living is Easy. You know, our cities and towns know how to pack a lot into Michigan's beautiful but somewhat brief summer. All those programs that you noted that take place that CAFE does, if David was able to get that time off or being willing to leave his house and headed to Chelsea, what would he experience as a visitor as he walked around town?
Well, I think Chelsea is the type of place where, you know, many times small towns like this, it's a 15-minute drive through or just passing by. But Chelsea sets itself apart because I think you can actually spend a day or more here in Chelsea, and there are several things that you can do. Obviously, we have some really terrific restaurants here in Chelsea with the Common Grill and the B-52 Barbecue. Mm-hmm. We have that. We have our Sculpture Walk, which is open from May to June around the year. You can go to the Jiffy Towers and get a tour of the Jiffy Mix Factory. We have the Chelsea Historical Museum. Our Garden Club is very active. We have a lot of garden displays downtown and throughout the community. I think I could go on and on, but that would give you just sort of a taste of some of the things that are happening here in Chelsea.
And what was the community impact about not being able to put on those kinds of events last summer and kind of a reduced schedule this year?
Well, I would say that it was definitely an absence for all of us not to have these places to gather as a community. It was a difficult decision to make not to do that, but it was the right decision for all of us for our safety and well-being. And now, as we've come back with this shortened season of, you know, just 7 weeks, the turnout and then Thursday nights have been really active downtown. People are really enjoying it, and I think it's a demonstration that people really were just waiting for the opportunity to come out again and to see their friends and neighbors in the streets.
So what's the mix between residents and visitors? You know, Ann Arbor residents are said to say that they either love to stay in town or leave during art fair. What about the community impact in Chelsea's residents? Are they right there with you?
Oh, yes. The Chelsea residents are definitely highly involved. I will say that, you know, the attendance at our events, really, though, there are a lot of visitors from outside of Chelsea. I would say probably about 50-50 would be the split, I would imagine, from Chelsea and from surrounding communities. But the Chelsea community is a terrific supporter of these events. Not only do they turn out, but we are very fortunate to have a number, an unimaginable number of local sponsors and community members that will donate money to the performances and to the art that we put out in Chelsea. So they are very much engaged in what we're doing here.
Once again, Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Gary Munns. He is a Chelsea resident, community volunteer, and serves as entertainment advisor for the Chelsea area festivals and events.
So, Gary, let's jump back to second to your role as talent advisor. What has been one of your favorite artist gets, or maybe one that was a real bust? We've all had both over the years.
Oh, well, I think that, you know, I've had the Accidentals here, Whitey Morgan, 50 Amp Fuse, Creole Denord, just to mention a few.
You're not messing around.
No, there's an enormous, you know, I think musicians like to be here in Chelsea to perform. I would say that, you know, being a musician and inviting others to play here in Chelsea, I think, is it gives me kind of a head start because I understand a little bit more about the mentality and the needs of the musicians and making them feel at home and making them feel welcome and telling them about what their role really is in making these other things free here in Chelsea. I mean, a lot of the performers, we pay all of the performers, but we do have a large fundraising event usually in latter July, which we bypassed this year. But that large event will pay for nearly 50% of the monies that we pay to performers throughout the rest of the year. So the performers are very engaged, and they admire what we're doing here in Chelsea.
For the public at large outside of the Chelsea area, I think many think of the arts and cultural scene there as the Purple Rose Theater.
Oh.
However, you're pointing out that there is a robust arts and cultural community that continues to expand year by year. What would you say to those who really only have that one kind of myopic perspective?
Well, I appreciate you bringing up the Purple Rose. There's no question that that's a cornerstone of what we do here in Chelsea, and we're very fortunate to have it here. I would just say this. I would encourage them to to just make the effort to come to Chelsea for the day or to come on a Thursday evening and to just see what Chelsea is like and what it has to offer. Just come and visit Chelsea firsthand. You also can get a flavor from looking at, you know, ChelseaMish.com or at ChelseaFestivals.com and see what's going on in terms of entertainment and arts in the community. So I think a visit to Chelsea is something that would be a good entree into learning more about what we're doing.
Well, we promise to put all of that information and all of the Chelsea area festivals, events information, and make it available to listeners on our website as well.
So, Gary, thank you so much for spending a little time with us and doing everything you do for your community.
Well, I want to thank you all. And, of course, we are very fortunate to have the support of Creative Arts and all that you've done to help our events in Chelsea. So we appreciate that. And all of the other work that you've done during the last year to support artists who have not been able to get out and do their normal course of work, we thank you for that as well.
That is Gary
Blunts. You're so welcome.
Chelsea resident, community volunteer, musician, entertainment advisor for the Chelsea area festivals and events. You can find out more about CAFE and the sights and sounds schedule for the rest of the summer at WEMU.org. Deb Pollock is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and my co-host, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, with another Creative Washtenaw guest.
I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.